She's the better half. I got some other friends right beside her. Why don't you guys stand up a second? They come over and shoot archery with us. And my buddy Angelo, why don't you stand up? He goes to the Cass County Jail with me.
Okay. Okay. I'll be your interrupter.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I've preached for over 25 years at the jail. And this is a new experience because usually when I'm preaching, I just go, go, go. But when I have to have an interpreter, I got to stop, stop, stop once in a while.
是的，我们今天会让他不太习惯，因为他平常讲道从来没有被打断过。今天因为要翻译的关系，所以我必须是他的翻译者，也是他的打断者。
So if I'm a little intimidated or a little slow, bear with me today. Have patience with me today. Today my message is entitled Choices. We make choices every day. And a lot of choices we make aren't very important. Like what kind of socks you wear in the morning, what colored socks, what you ate for breakfast, what car you drove, those things really don't impact us during our daily lives. But there are major choices that we make in our lives that impact us for the rest of our lives. What kind of career you choose?
比如说，你要选择什么样的事业？
What kind of job you choose? What college you go to, or whether you don't even go to college?
选择什么样的工作，或者是你要去哪一样的大学，甚至你要不要去读大学？
And where you live, where you choose to live, sometimes maybe you live next door to a drug addict, next to a guy that promotes drugs, that would not be a good thing where to live.
当然选择邻居跟你住的社区也是相当重要的。 你不会喜欢住在一个贩毒的人旁边。
What friends you choose to be around of, that impacts you very much.
选择你的朋友。
They can help you grow in the Lord, or they can lead you astray into drugs, alcohol, pornography.
朋友可以带你往正路走，也可以带你往歪路走。
And who you marry is very important in your life, who you choose. If you're a Christian, you need to choose a godly person.
更重要的是你选择配偶的时候，如果你已经是一个基督徒，你也应该找一个相对的，一个讨神喜悦的配偶。
You know, who you marry can end up being the happiest days of your lives or the most miserable days of your life.
很多人都看得到，很多人都知道这个，结婚的那一天可以是你一生最高兴的时候，也可以成为你一生最沮丧的时候。
I've been going to the Cass County Jail and preaching for over 25 years, and I've met a lot of different people and talked to a lot of different people.
过去25年，我常常到 Cass County 这个监狱里面去探访，我碰到很多很多的人。
Those people are there because they made wrong choices. A lot of them got into drugs or alcohol, and which led to stealing money so they can buy their drugs.
在那里很多人因为喝酒或是吸毒的关系，以至于他们为了要拿到钱，就不择手段去干一些事情。
And there's a few people that stick out in my mind over all those people I have met.
Stick out?
A few people that stick out from that you remember, that you don't forget.
Yeah, stick out. 对，有几个人我记忆特别明显。
And one of them was a guy named Jimmy.
有一个叫做Jimmy的人。
Jimmy was in and out of jail so many times, all the guards knew Jimmy. Everybody in jail knew Jimmy. It was like his second home.
这个吉米呢，进出监狱太多次了，以至于那边的人全都认识他。
I remember going to jail preaching, and after preaching a message, Jimmy come forward, and he was very down and out and depressed.
我记得有一次我去传福音，吉米就在中间，他后来下我讲完，他来找我，他非常的沮丧。
He told me that his wife and kids were going to leave him and move to California. His wife has had enough of him being in and out of jail and being a bad influence, and she was going to leave him.
他说他的太太要带着他的儿子搬到加州去，因为他已经受太太受不了了，受不了他太常进出监狱。
He was so down and out that he took a paper clip and carved his wife's name.Cindy, right here in big bold letters.
他拿着这个回纹针，在他自己的手臂上面写下他太太的名字，刻在他的这个手臂上面。
It was all infected, and he thought he had no hope. But the Bible says, "You reap what you sow."
我看到他的。手臂上写的这个心底，因为他是直接挖到这个肉里面，所以那个肉都溃烂了。但是我就想起来圣经里面讲的，你怎么种就怎么收。
So he was suffering with a lot of the heartache and sorrow he had sowed to other people.
他确实有很多的苦恼跟痛苦。
Sin has a rippling effect. It affects everybody that's around you.
罪恶是非常有影响力的，它影响你周围的人。
It's like throwing a big rock into a pond, and where it hits, it makes the biggest impact. But it also has a rippling effect to the whole pond.
当我们把一块大石头丢到池子里面的时候，不但是被砸中的那个地方，还产生了一连串的涟漪。
And the biggest impact is where it hits, and it's also.The ones that are closest to you are impacted the most. First, your wife, maybe your husband, your kids, your family members. Then it affects other people you work with and neighbors. And then eventually people you don't even know are affected by sin.
所以从这个那个人的家庭开始，家庭亲人开始，慢慢的去影响到旁边那些人。
I'm going to talk about the very first wrong choice there was.
所以我要第一个讲的是一个重要的决定。
It's in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve.
是从这个伊甸园里面亚当夏娃开始。
They didn't have many choices to make. You know, in the Garden of Eden, where to live? They lived in a perfect place.
在那个完美的地方，他们不需要做太多的决定。
Who to marry? It was a perfect couple.
他们不需要去想我该跟谁结婚。
What to wear? Nothing.
我该穿什么？什么都不必。
Job to have? Prune the garden. Perfect.
也不需要找工作啊，因为这伊甸园里面很多果树需要他们修剪。
But God loved them so much, He gave them a choice.
神因为爱他们，所以给他们有选择的。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, God says you can freely eat of every tree in the garden, but the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for you shall surely die.
神在创世纪第二章告诉亚当夏娃说，这果子园中的果子你们都可以吃，但是除了这个能够分别善恶那棵树的果子你不可以吃。
The tree was not poisonous because the Bible says everything God made was good.
那棵树上面的果子并没有毒。
But God put that tree in the garden to give them a choice, whether to follow Him or follow their own fleshly desires.
但神把那棵树放在那里，是要测验亚当夏娃是不是会听神的话，还是要他走自己的路。
It's hard to comprehend that God gave us a choice. He didn't program us like a robot. He did not program us.
我们很难了解为什么神愿意把这样的自由意志给我们，而不是把我们像一个电脑的这个机器人一样，先用程式编好。
If you're a parent here today, and you've been working all day, and you come home, and your kids come running to you, and they say, "I love you, mommy. I love you, daddy," and they grab hold of you.
对，做父母的你都知道，当你辛苦了一天的工作回到家里面，你的小孩子很快跑过来抱着你，说他好高兴看到你。
They say they love you, they care about you. Did you program them to do that?
当他说爸爸妈妈我爱你，我好想你，你觉得这个是这样的感情是你宁愿事先把它 program 好的吗？
They came to you on their own free will, their own choice to love you or not.
因为他们有这样的表达，是因为他们真心的对你有那份爱。
If you could program them to love you, it wouldn't mean anything, would it?
如果你能够事先把他们 program 成为那个样子，你会愿意这样子做吗？
So that's why God did not program us.
这就是为什么神并没有把这个，并没有把我们都造成机器人。
Oh, how often our Heavenly Father wants us to run to Him, to lean on Him, to love Him.
所以有多少的时候，我们的天父也是像这样子，在期待我们，冲向他，拥抱他。
God wants us to spend time with Him.
神要我们花时间跟他在一起。
Do we give God our quality time or just the leftovers?
我们把我们最好的时间给神呢，还是把我们剩下没有用的时间、琐碎的时间给他？
I want to talk about a man that had a major choice to make. His name was Noah.
我要谈一个叫做诺亚的人，在圣经里面。他做了一个重大的选择。
In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, God said that the wickedness of man was great, and the thoughts in his heart was only evil all the time.
创世纪第六章，神说，这个世界充满着邪恶，人心里面所想的都是邪恶的东西。
The Bible says Noah was a just man.A man that walked with God.
圣经说挪亚是一个尊主伟大的人，他与神同行。
And God told Noah to build this huge boat, 450 foot long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet tall.
所以神就叫挪亚造了一个很大的方舟。
And in Genesis chapter 6, verse 17, he said he was going to bring a flood upon all the earth to destroy all flesh.
创世纪六章十七节，神说，看啊，我要使洪水泛滥在地上，毁灭地面下，凡地上有血气，有气息的活物，无一不死。
Noah had a choice to believe God or not to believe him. They've never seen a flood. And to build this huge boat on dry ground, you know, he had to have a lot of faith.
所以挪亚面对这样一个选择，他从来没有看过这样的大洪水，所以他要选择是不是要遵照神的话，在这个干地上面造这么大一个木头的船。
And Noah had to also think, what would all these people think? Here, building this boat on dry ground, they're going to laugh at him.
他也要考虑我是不是会被我的朋友邻居笑。
But Noah was faithful, and he built the ark. It took 100 years to build the ark.
但挪亚遵守神的命令，他花了100年去把这个木头船造起来。
And people wonder, well,How old was this guy? If it took 100 years to build a boat,
人家问说这挪亚到底活多久？怎么能够花一百年来盖这个船？
Before the flood, people lived longer. Noah lived 950 years.
挪亚的寿命是950岁，因为在洪水来以前，人的寿命很长。
Some people would say nobody could live 950 years.
也许有人会疑问说，怎么可能有人可以活到950岁？
But the same people that would not believe this are the same people that says we evolved from a rock.
同样的，有同样的想法的人也接受这，却能够相信说人可以从这个石头演化过来。
So as Noah's building this ark, he's preaching for 100 years. The flood is coming. It's time to get right with God.
挪亚花一百年造这个船，他也花了一百年在劝说他旁边的人，说洪水要来。
Can you imagine all the people made fun of Noah during all that time? Thought he was out of his mind.
所以你可以想象这一百年来他所遭受的讥笑、侮辱。
Then the ark was finished, and Noah and his family went into the ark. So did the animals.
一百年以后，这个船造好了，挪亚一家跟他所带的这些飞行走兽都进到方舟里面。
There are two reasons the other people didn't go into the ark. It was pride and unbelief.
外面的人不肯进去，因为有两个原因。第一个是他们心中的骄傲，第二个是他们拒绝相信。
Pride in that, what if I enter that ark and there isn't a flood? And I got to get back out of the boat. What will people think?
所谓骄傲就是那边的人是这样想的：如果我进了这个船，但是洪水没有来，别的人怎么样会笑话我
？And the other one, unbelief. There's never been a flood. It's dry. Why should I get into a boat? I don't believe it.
第二个是他们看到没有雨，怎么会有洪水？所以他不相信这个事情会发生。
And in Genesis chapter 7, verse 16, and it says, the Lord shut the door.
所以第十七节，七章第十七节说，神，耶和华把他们关在方舟里面。
And at that time, everybody made their choice because the door was shut. There was no second chance.
神把方舟的门关起来以后，外面的人就再也进不去了。
And the rain started falling.
然后雨就下来了。
And the low ground started getting flooded. And then the higher grounds. And I can imagine people banging on the side of the ark. Let me in, let me in. But it was too late.
但是你可以想象，当洪水来的时候，外面很多人开始后悔，他们敲打的这个方舟想要进去的那种景象。
In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25, it says, "There is a way that seems right unto man, but the ways are the ways of death."
我们刚刚所念的第一节箴言书里面提到的，有一条路人以为正，至终通向死亡之路。
There's a lot of people out there that believe the good will outweigh the bad, and they put themselves on the scale, thinking their goodness is going to get them to heaven.
很多世上的人觉得这个世界充满了善跟恶，所以只要我所做的善超过我所做的恶，我就能够得救。
And there's others that believe, they say, I believe in a God, so I'm going to heaven.
另外有些人觉得说，我只要相信有神的存在，我就可以到天堂去。
In James chapter 2, verse 19, it says, You believe that there is one God, thou doest well. But the devil also believes and trembles.
在这个雅各书里面曾经说到，说你们相信神，你们信神吗？鬼魔也信。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, there's a verse in the Bible that says, Beware of false prophets, false teachers, false preachers. That come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they're raving wolves.
马太七章第十五节说， 耶稣说：“你们要防备这世界上的假教师，这些人进到你们当中，好像狼披着羊的皮。”
There's a lot of preachers out there that aren't preaching the true word of God. They're preaching fluff, things that people want to hear, instead of convicting people of their sin.
是的，也在世界上，即使是现在，也有很多外面的假教师、假牧师，他们所传讲的不是正统的福音，是人所喜欢听的东西，他并不要求你认罪。
If some sheep came in here walking around, you probably wouldn't be scared of them. But if there was a pack of wolves in here, you'd probably be scared, ready to run.
我们都知道，如果进来的是羊，我们都不会提高警觉；但如果进来的是一群狼，我们都会吓坏，被吓坏。
So that's why Jesus described them as sheep, or wolves in sheep's clothing.
这就是为什么耶稣当年提醒我们，或提醒当年的信徒说，这些假教师要到你们中间，他们就像狼披了羊的皮，让你看不出来。Because
you may feel safe around them, but you truly aren't.
让你没有警觉，到时候已经太晚。There
may be a rude awakening in heaven, a judgment day.
也许在天上审判的时候
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, it talks about this.
马太7章22节
It says, this is what Jesus says, Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
就是我们刚刚早上有念过的，当那日必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能吗？”
Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, cast out demons in thy name, and done many wonderful works for you, Lord?
这些人一直称呼说：“主啊，主啊！”但是他们却不能都进天国。
And then Jesus says, Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work wickedness.
耶稣会对这些人说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去。”
The Bible says there's a true change when you become a true Christian. You know, many will say that they did all this for the Lord, but the Lord knows their true heart.
圣经说，当你真正接受耶稣基督，你的生命必然要有转变。
A lot of times people think they're going to work their way to heaven, but that's not what it's all about. It's coming to Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. That's what it's all about.
许多人以为自己可以靠自己的努力进天国，这是不对的，因为我们只能够靠接受耶稣进到天国。
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, It says, when you become a true Christian, there's fruit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, happiness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. When you become a true Christian, there is a change. People need to see a change in you.
所以加拉太书里面讲到说，当你真正成为一个基督徒，你的生命必然要转向，能够结圣灵的果子。这些果子包括仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔。
There's an old saying that a picture is worth a thousand words.
很多人都知道，一个图片可以抵得上千言万语。
And I have a little demonstration I'm going to show you. It's something I dreamed up. They asked me to give a presentation at a skating party for the kids, and they wanted me to give a devotional. So I came up with this. I'm going to show you.
所以我今天就准备了一个。 当年我拿到这个小孩子，小孩在溜冰场，他们有个溜冰比赛还是什么，叫我去给他们有一段短短的这个勉励，这是Gary做的。
Here's the Bible, the Holy Bible. And here's people. Okay. Before you're a Christian, I put you as the woodman. Here's the woodman. He's living in the flesh, living for his own desires.
好，我们看到这个桌子上有圣经。 然后三个杯子代表了三个人，这个木头的人代表的是你还没有信主以前，过着这个照着你自己的欲望来过日子。
And he's a little rigid. He's kind of stiff. He's not pliable.
这个木头的人呢是很僵硬的，没有办法折。
When he gets into the Word of God, he gets in it, and everything runs off. It runs off. It doesn't stick to him. The Word of God doesn't stick to him because he's living in the flesh.
这个身上充满了这个诗人情欲的这个原来的人，你看他把他浸到这个圣经里面，就好像浸到那个水里面，那个水马上就流干了。
But the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
圣经说,
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. When you become a Christian, he changes you from the woodman to the sponge man.
早上我们也念过说，凡只要在基督里的，就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。所以你接受耶稣以后，你就成为一个新造的人。这个新造人是海绵做的。
And you know, the spongy man is lighter than the wood man. You know why? Because the load of sin has left his soul.
这个海绵做的人比刚刚的木头人要轻得多，因为他的重担都卸给耶稣了。
And the spongy man's thirsty for the Word of God. And when he gets into the Word of God, he starts to grow. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, as a newborn babe desires the milk of the Word to grow thereby. So I'm going to put him into the Word of God.
所以一个信主的人会切慕灵奶，就是切慕神的话语，就像我把这个海绵浸到水里面一样。
And the more he gets into the Word of God, the more saturated he gets with the Holy Spirit.
我浸在水里面越久，他就越吸越多，来被圣灵所充满。And
he can be a blessing to others. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, happiness, meekness, gentleness, self-control. When the world squeezes him, what comes out? The fruit of the Spirit.
当这个世界来压榨他的时候，他身上的这些圣灵所散发出来的这个九种不同的果子，他都可以分享给他周围其他的人。And
as we get squeezed by the pressures of life, pressures of work, stress, we start drying out.
当我们被这个世界的压力所压缩的时候，就像刚刚他举的这个人，我们会感觉到枯干。
So what do you have to do to be a blessing? You got to get back into the Word of God.
当你枯干的时候，最好的方法就是回到神的话语里面，再次的吸满了水，这样你又可以把这个水倒在别人的杯子里面，成为别人的祝福。
So I'm going to squeeze this out. I'm just going to dry him up a little bit. But as a Christian, there should be a change in you. And people you work around should notice that difference. Your light should shine. The Bible says, let your light so shine among men so they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
所以一个基督徒应该有生命的改变，在你旁边的人都可以察觉出来。就像耶稣说，你要把你的好行为行在众人的面前。
Every year we have a banquet, a jail ministry banquet.
每年我们在这个监狱里面都举行一个晚餐。
And at that banquet, it's a fundraiser to get money to buy Bibles and Bible tracts and studies for the inmates to study the Bible with, they get graded on it.
在这个晚宴的时候，我们也做这个募款，来，希望能够拿到一些捐献。我们用这些捐献的钱去买圣经跟其他的这个属灵的书籍，好发给这些监狱里面的犯人。
And at this banquet, there's usually between 300 and 400 people show up. It's a fundraiser, and they have a guest speaker that sets up front.
通常有三四百人来参加，我们也有请特别的讲员。
It's usually people that were saved through the jail ministry, men that were in jail, women that were in jail, and they got right with Jesus, and they give their testimony in front of everybody at the banquet.
通常这些讲员都是当年他们自己也是监狱里面的犯人，但是在监狱里面认识耶稣以后，他们悔改，信主。
I remember one year, my wife and I were sitting in the audience, seeing who was going to be the guest speaker, see who's sitting up front. And I'm looking, and here's Jimmy.
有一年我也去跟我太太去参加这样的这个 募款参会，我坐在前一排，要看讲员是谁。结果一看，竟然就是我刚刚所提到的这位Jimmy。Jimmy,
the man that's carved his wife's name Cindy right in his arm. He's the guest speaker.
他就是当天的讲员啊，我还记得他的这个手上面刺着他太太的名字 Cindy。
And Jimmy got up and started telling people how the Lord changed his life. He asked Jesus Christ in his heart to be his Lord and his Savior, and he's changed. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
所以Jimmy就告诉大家说他是怎么样在监狱里面悔改信主，像刚刚我们所念的，在基督里的人就是一个新造的人。
And Jimmy got up and said he wanted to be a giver. He wanted to be a positive influence to his family and his community instead of a taker. And he was trying to do the best he could, and he's living for Jesus Christ.
所以Jimmy说他从那时候开始，他就愿意成为一个能够给别人的人，而不是像他以前老是拿人家的东西。他愿意为耶稣来做他下半生。 他愿意为耶稣服务。
And you know who was sitting beside him up front, right beside him?
你知道谁就坐在他旁边吗？
His wife Cindy.
他的太太 Cindy.
Cindy seen a change in Jimmy.
因为他太太看到他先生的改变。
Because there's no way she would have stuck it out with him because of his past life. He had to have a change and she seen it.
因为他看到他先生的改变，他没有，所以他也打算没有照原来打算离开他。Because
talk is cheap, but he must have been walking the walk.
我们都知道嘴巴说说是很容易的，但你要真正做出来没那么容易。I'm
going to close with this true story.
最后我要讲一个另外一个真正的故事。
My wife Nancy had a cousin named Sue.
我太太有一个表妹，她名字叫做 Sue.
And when they were younger, they'd hang out together. The family reunions, they'd have fun. They'd go to each other's homes and visit and have a good time.
两个人当年常常玩在一起，表姐妹.
But When they became teenagers, Nancy stopped hanging around Sue.
但到了他们成为青少年的时候，Nancy就停止跟他在一起。
Sue started making a lot of the wrong choices.
因为Sue开始做了一些不好的决定。
She had the wrong friends. She wild parties, drugs, alcohol. She kept getting deeper and deeper in sin.
越来越陷入这个罪恶当中，跟不好的朋友去行乐。
She got into prostitution. She was in and out of jail.
甚至卖淫, 进出监狱多次。
She had five different kids from different guys.
她生了五个孩子，是跟五个不同的男人生的。
Her last child was taken away at birth.
当她生下最后一个孩子，第五个孩子的时候，马上那个孩子就被这个政府的人带走。
Sue's mom and dad got so fed up with Sue coming to their house and begging them for money and bringing their drug buddies with them and trying to get them to give them money.
当Sue带着他的朋友去跟他爸妈要钱，他妈爸妈都受不了了。Her
own mom and dad moved out of state and didn't even tell her where they went just to get away from her.
他们的父母 绝望到这种程度，他们搬到另外一个州，也不告诉人家说他们不告诉树，他们搬到哪去。
At the age of 47, she's in a smelly, depressing, low-income nursing home.
所以在43岁的时候，这个树住在一个很破落的这个可能是政府的公寓里面。
She looked like she was 80 years old.
她43岁，她看起来像80岁的年纪。
She had hepatitis C and had a colostomy bag and walked with a walker.
她有肝病，然后还有另外一种病，她甚至必须要用拐杖才能够行走。
She was dying of cervical cancer. Her wrong choices caught up with her.
还有这个卵巢癌。
Nancy found out she was in the nursing home and dying, so she started to go visit her.
我太太发现她的下落，她也住在一个这个照顾老人的这种地方，所以Nancy就常常去看望她。And
Sue liked strawberry shakes and hamburgers, so on the way to visit her, Nancy would stop by and get a strawberry shake and hamburger.
Nancy特别带了这个Sue喜欢吃的东西。
She gave her a boom box to listen music to, and at that time it was cassette tapes to listen to Christian messages.
她也带了一个手机的音响，让她可以听一听基督徒的歌。
There, at the nursing home, Nancy had the opportunity to lead Sue to Jesus Christ as her Lord and her Savior.
在那样的场合，在那个养老，就像那个养老院的地方，Nancy带着Sue信主。
And at that time, she truly had peace that she was searching for all her life.
Sue说她在那时候开始，她有真正的她所在一生在追求的平安。
A few months later, she died right there at the nursing home.
一个月之后，她就死了。
They had her funeral service at the nursing home.
这个树的葬礼也就在那个老人中心举行。
The only people at the service was just a few workers that knew her.
去参加的人就只有在那边。
Her own mom and dad. Weren't at her funeral. Her five kids were not at her funeral. None of her alcoholic or drug buddies were at her funeral.
当年跟他喝酒嗑药的那些朋友，没有一个来。
The only ones who was there was Nancy and I.
只有我跟Nancy两个人，是他的唯一出现的人。
You know, if you would die today, how many would be at your funeral? Would there be a lot of people there because they knew you were caring and you made an impact in a positive way?
我想请问大家，如果你想看你在你的 丧礼的时候会有多少人来参加你的丧礼？会不会是因为你做了很多好的事情，帮助别人的事情？
Think of all the blessings she missed out on by the wrong choices she made in her life.
我想到这个树，她所做的很多错误的决定。
She wasn't able to enjoy her family.
她无法享受家庭的快乐。
She missed out on having true friends.
她没有真正的朋友。
True happiness.
没有真正的喜乐。
Drugs and alcohol destroyed her life and robbed her of joy.
她被这个酒跟药把她的快乐所夺走。
Jesus fills a void we try to fill with our earthly things.
耶稣能够把我们心中的空虚填满，但是我们常常去找世上的东西。
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus says, Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的可以到我面前来，我就让你们得安息。
Romans 5:8 says, But God commended his love towards us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说，神在当我们是罪人的时候，他就赐下他的儿子耶稣基督为我们而死。
John 3:16 through 18, Jesus says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through him the world may be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
约翰福音三章十六节，耶稣说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，愿意接受他的就成为他的儿女，不愿意接受他的，这个罪已经定了，因为他们不肯相信神的名。
Jesus says in John 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
约翰福音十四章六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Are you in the ark of safety of Jesus Christ, or are you on the outside?
所以你要寻求在神里面的平安跟安全吗？
In Revelation 3:20, Jesus says this, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open that door, I will come into him. Is the Lord tugging on the door of your heart today?
启示录里面耶稣也说，我在看哪，我在门口，我在门口叩门，愿意打开门让我进去的，我就跟你一同坐席。
In 1 John 1:9, it says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How much?All unrighteousness.
约翰一书里面也说，只要我们愿意在主面前认罪，他就除去我们一切的罪恶。
In Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, Joshua says this, Choose you this day whom you will serve. And he says, For me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
约书亚记里面说，今天你们要选择你们侍奉的对象是谁？至于我和我家，我们必侍奉耶和华。
If ISIS came in this room right now and circled around us with guns and said, "If you're not a Christian or you renounce your faith in Christ, you can leave now."
如果今天我们在这儿被 ISIS 这个 恐怖组织所包围，今天他拿着枪对着我们说：“你们中间哪一位，只要你否认耶稣，否认你的信仰，你们就可以出去。”
I wonder how many people would run out that door. Would there be people tripping over each other or not?
我们会不会争先恐后的要从那个门跑出去，以至于我们互相践踏呢？
In Matthew 10:32 and 10:33, Jesus says this: If you confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, I will deny you before my Father which is in heaven.
约翰福音第十章，耶稣也说：“你们在人的面前承认我，我也在必在天父的面前承认你。你在人前不愿意承认我。”
In a minute, we're going to give an altar call. And if the Lord's tugging on your heart, you need to come forward and get right with Jesus Christ. I'll show you this little booklet, Knowing God Personally. And we can say the sinner's prayer together, and you can leave here today knowing that you're on your way to heaven.
你若愿意来到前面前，我可以跟你分享这个神的真理。当你今天走出这个礼拜堂的时候，你就知道你已经得救。
If I ask you, if you die today, would you be in heaven? If you would answer and say, well, I really don't know for sure. Chances are you're on your way to hell.
如果今天问你这个问题，假如今天你要离开这个世上，你有把握你可以到天堂吗？ 如果你没有这个把握，那我告诉你，你上不了天堂，你是正往地狱走去。
Because the Bible says that you can know for sure. The Bible says in 1 John 5:13, it says, These things have I written unto you that believe in the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. If you're a true Christian, here you know you are. You ask Jesus Christ in your heart to be your Lord and Savior.
约翰福音，约翰一书里面也说到，这些事都写在这里，让你们知道，耶稣真是神的儿子。如果你愿意接受他， 你们就在神面前，有这样的正确的关系。
This is the final choice in your whole life, the one that means everything, is where you stand with Jesus Christ. That choice is the most important in your life.
我可以说，今天很多人你需要做这样一个，也许是人生里面最重要的决定，就是你跟耶稣基督是什么样的关系。
I remember giving an altar call at the jail, and some men come forward, and this one man shared with me, he said it was hard coming up.
我记得有一次我在监狱步道，最后我也是同样的呼召，有一个人跟我说，的确我很难走到前面来。But he said,
I was afraid what people would think of me, but he says, you know, really didn't care, so he started to get up. And the guy next to him told him to sit down, but he came up anyways.
他说：“我确实有很多的压力，我很怕别人怎么看我。但是我最后还是站起来了。我旁边的人还要把我拉下来，但是我不管，我就继续往前走。”Satan
had his last little tug at that man, but did not win.
我们看到撒旦会借着他旁边那个人要拉住他，但是神战胜了撒旦。
Maybe you've been coming to church for years.
也许我们中间有几有一些人已经来到这个教会好多次，
thinking you're doing your good deed for God.
也许你觉得你在神面前，有好的行为。
Playing church all your life, fooling everybody, thinking, making everybody think you're a true Christian.
甚至有很多人一辈子都上教会，在别人眼中看起来似乎是一个
The Lord knows your heart.
但是神了, 神知道你的内心。
You can't fool him.
你不能够欺骗神。
Revival in this country, revival in this land.
我们希望这个国家得到复兴，这块土地得到复兴。
Starts here, now.
复兴要从这里，现在开始。
Not tomorrow.
不是明天。
So, Gary, if you want to